Lawmakers in the General Assembly are poised to change how judges set bail in Maryland. Legislative leaders say the goal is to avoid keeping defendants in jail awaiting trial simply because they cannot afford to pay a relatively low bail. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that some of those same leaders have received tens of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from the bail bonds industry.
Baltimore County Senator Bobby Zirkin and Prince George's County Delegate Joseph Valerio chair the powerful judiciary committees in the Senate and House, respectively. They also received more campaign contributions from the bail bonds industry than any other Maryland lawmakers since 2011. In fact, they received more money from the industry than nearly all other state-level candidates in the country. That's according to a report released Wednesday by Common Cause Maryland, which advocates for campaign finance reform and transparency in government. Jennifer Bay Van Dangle is the group's executive director.
It made us ask the question, you know, how do these special interests use their influence to try to drive policy change in Annapolis?
Zirkin said the $78,000 the industry has given his campaign hasn't swayed him.
I'm for reforming the bail system. I think if you know the system, it would be foolish to say that it doesn't need reform.
And Zirkin and Valerio weren't the only recipients of the industry's cash. Last year alone, donations topped $87,000, including a combined $17,000 to Governor Larry Hogan and Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford.
It was interesting to see how much the donations increased over the last few years as the question of reform has gotten to be much more contentious and much more prevalent.
As contentious as the issue has been in past General Assembly sessions, legislators predict that this year they will pass changes to the system. Attorney General Brian Frosch has helped push reform forward, saying the current system may be unconstitutional because it disadvantages people who can't afford bail. He spoke at a Baltimore House delegation meeting last week.
Poor people end up spending time in jail simply because they're poor.
He asked the Court of Appeals to consider a rules change preventing judges from setting high bail amounts for defendants who aren't dangerous or a flight risk. The court is expected to issue a decision on the rule next month. In the meantime, legislators are expected to introduce a range of bills on the topic. Delegate Kurt Anderson, head of the Baltimore House delegation, plans to sponsor one.
My bill basically would say that if a person is charged with a misdemeanor, that is a crime punishable by less than 18 months in jail, and it does not include the use of a gun or domestic violence, then that person shall be released. Basically saying that for those minor crimes, a judge does not even have the option to set a bail.
A number of proposals would use pretrial services instead of bail for some defendants. These programs evaluate defendants and recommend bail alternatives. That could mean a mandatory weekly phone call and random monthly drug tests or house arrest. More than half of Maryland's local jurisdictions have some pretrial services, but some would need to add them. Even some existing programs would need to be expanded to accommodate the proposals. For example, Montgomery County Delegate David Moon proposes eliminating cash bail entirely, a concept backed by the State Office of the Public Defender. Fellow Montgomery County Delegate Kathleen Dumay said that's a step too far.
You know, I think that there are probably times cash bail is appropriate. In a perfect world, yes, I'd love to see no cash bail.
Dumay is the vice chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and one of the sponsors of a bill that echoes the changes the Court of Appeals could make. Valerio, the House Judiciary chairman who received $45,000 from the bail bonds industry, said he is okay with some change, but is skeptical about any plan that takes decision-making away from the judge.
Proceed with caution. I don't think the judges want to be told what to do. They know what to do. Do the right thing. That's what I would like to see happen.
At this point, no legislation has been formally introduced. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.